Practice test. Listening. Part 2. You will hear a man called Leo Anderson giving a presentation about his work as a volunteer on a rhino conservation project in South Africa. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Leo Anderson, and I'm here to talk to you about my work with rhinos in South Africa. I was with an organization called the African Conservation Group, the ACG. Several other volunteers arrived in Johannesburg at the same time I did, and we were put into teams such as the maintenance team that's responsible for the upkeep of the center, or the game ranger team. They decided I'd be best in the wildlife capture team, which mainly focuses on tagging animals so that their movements can be monitored, but has other duties too. The first job I had was with the infant rhinos, so I wasn't exactly thrown in at the deep end. I was asked to assist with bottle feeding these cute animals. We didn't have to prepare the formula, that was done for us, and then we were usually asked to feed them. Another of my daily duties was clearing the enclosures. Well, that was really hard work to begin with, but I got used to it. I remember there was a huge panic one day as one of the animals almost escaped. That meant that the fences around the site had to be checked and reinforced. To give volunteers an idea of how physically demanding working on a rhino conservation project is, the ACG established a rating system, which is clearly displayed on their website. It goes from 1 to 5, and the more rhinos you see, the more challenging the experience is. One rhino, for instance, means suitable for all levels of fitness and physical ability, but 5 rhinos means you need to be in excellent health, as volunteers will often be on their feet from dawn to dusk. The center also does a lot of research on rhino behavior, things like observing the interaction between adolescent rhinos, though that's not something that I was involved in, and monitoring the sleeping patterns of both males and females. Logging information on the central database about that was something I was regularly required to do. Accommodation-wise, the center has some beautiful bungalows where many of the permanent staff live, and where we often got together in the evenings. They're astonishingly luxurious. The rest of us had wooden huts, which we had to share, and though I expected them to be pretty basic, they were actually far from it. Overall, my experience at the ACG was superb. It was fantastic to work with a group that has such a strong commitment to the rhinos, and in particular to the rehabilitation of orphaned rhinos. And the remarkable chemistry between all of us who'd gone there to help was especially memorable. So, how and why did I get involved? Well, back when I was applying for a place at university, I knew there'd be a lot of competition for certain courses like wildlife management and zoology. And as veterinary medicine, the degree I'd hoped to do is particularly competitive, I was sure that my experience on a conservation program would help make my application stand out. Now, if you have any questions, please feel free to come up and have a chat with me.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Leo Anderson, and I'm here to talk to you about my work with rhinos in South Africa. I was with an organization called the African Conservation Group, the ACG. Several other volunteers arrived in Johannesburg at the same time I did, and we were put into teams such as the maintenance team that's responsible for the upkeep of the center, or the game ranger team. They decided I'd be best in the wildlife capture team, which mainly focuses on tagging animals so that their movements can be monitored, but has other duties too. The first job I had was with the infant rhinos, so I wasn't exactly thrown in at the deep end. I was asked to assist with bottle feeding these cute animals. We didn't have to prepare the formula. That was done for us, and then we were usually asked to feed them. Another of my daily duties was clearing the enclosures. Well, that was really hard work to begin with, but I got used to it. I remember there was a huge panic one day as one of the animals almost escaped. That meant that the fences around the site had to be checked and reinforced. To give volunteers an idea of how physically demanding working on a rhino conservation project is, the ACG established a rating system, which is clearly displayed on their website. It goes from 1 to 5, and the more rhinos you see, the more challenging the experience is. 1 rhino, for instance, means suitable for all levels of fitness and physical ability, but 5 rhinos means you need to be in excellent health, as volunteers will often be on their feet from dawn to dusk. The center also does a lot of research on rhino behavior, things like observing the interaction between adolescent rhinos, though that's not something that I was involved in, and monitoring the sleeping patterns of both males and females. Logging information on the central database about that was something I was regularly required to do. Accommodation-wise, the center has some beautiful bungalows where many of the permanent staff live, and where we often got together in the evenings. They're astonishingly luxurious. The rest of us had wooden huts, which we had to share, and though I expected them to be pretty basic, they were actually far from it. Overall, my experience at the ACG was superb. It was fantastic to work with a group that has such a strong commitment to the rhinos, and in particular to the rehabilitation of orphaned rhinos. And the remarkable chemistry between all of us who'd gone there to help was especially memorable. So, how and why did I get involved? Well, back when I was applying for a place at university, I knew there'd be a lot of competition for certain courses like wildlife management and zoology. And as veterinary medicine, the degree I'd hoped to do is particularly competitive, I was sure that my experience on a conservation program would help make my application stand out. Now, if you have any questions, please feel free to come up and have a chat with me.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.